really interesting, the this lick here. I remember hearing that when I was, you know, 14 or 15 years old and thinking, that's really cool, but I never analyzed it. Earl's in the key of C, and he's playing a C sharp against the C. I don't know how he thought this stuff up. Any ideas why Earl ended the bass banjo duet with that? I heard him do that. It was there's a film of it on one of these Martha White shows. You can find it on YouTube. I mean, why? It's a bass banjo duet, and he ends. That's the most bizarre ending. Because what does the bass do? Boom, 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 boom. And so Earl's doing this bass banjo duet and ends. Anyway, I thought it was interesting. Sorry. Okay. All right, I'm going to do one of the tunes I wrote. It's about, can I do one of my tunes finally? Is it asking too much? Oh, I'm running this show. Never mind. As I was saying, it's sometimes easier to write songs than name them. Or I was implying that anyway. So I wrote this tune and needed a name for it. And my son, Sean, who, by the way, what about this head? It's the latest in fine art on banjo heads. My son, Sean, painted this for me for my last birthday in January. On January 16th, mark it down. No, never mind. Anyway, it's the wave of the future, folks. Anyway, when he was about 7 or 8, I said, hey, Sean, what should I call this? He said, Rainbow Yoshi. I still have never, is it a game or is it a show? It's way out of my league. Sorry? Mario. Oh, it's Mario. Thank you. No, I've learned something.